Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're getting an update from Aztec Minerals, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol AZT and on the OTCQB under the symbol AZZTF. We are chatting with the president and CEO, Simon Dykowski. Now, Aztec Minerals holds two projects, both under JV, both that have ongoing work programs and work programs plan for this year. That is the Tombstone project in southern Arizona, as well as the Cervantes project in Mexico. Now, news that broke earlier this week, May 16th, an announcement that Aztec Minerals announced a non-brokered private placement for up to $3 million with Alamos Gold as a strategic investor. The details are that Alamos has indicated that it intends to purchase securities under the offering to obtain a 9.9% interest in the company. Simon, let's just start off with how this deal came together and why Alamos is investing in Aztec.
Yeah, great, Corey. Chad, thanks for having me on again to talk about Aztec. And the deal really came together over the past couple of months. You'll recall that we're coming off a successful drill program at our Cervantes project in eastern Sonora, Mexico. And the project is actually situated about 60 kilometers west of the Mulatos gold mine, which is one of Alamos's flagship mining operations. So they're, very familiar with the region, which hosts a number of operating heap leach gold mines, including La Colorada, San Antonio Development, Santana Development, La India, and Mulatos. So when we were releasing very solid results, almost every hole of our program hit reasonably wide widths, 50 to 100 meters of 0.6, 0.7 grams gold. They took notice, and we were really keen to continue drilling this summer. So these funds that are coming from this investment will be earmarked for continuing that drill program, and we hope to be get the drill turning again mid-June. So it gives us an opportunity to drill for a couple of months before the weather window closes for us up in the mountains of Sonora.
Well, Simon, it's always nice to see one of the big boys coming in as a strategic stakeholder. I know that a lot of investors like to see that because there's only so much a retail investor can do to vet a company. But when you bring in a larger team like that, like the team at Alamos, you know that they're going to go through things more thoroughly than any retail investor can. So it's a nice vote of confidence for the company. And it's nice to fill up the cash reserves again to keep moving forward with the work program. So you mentioned you're going to be able to drill a couple months before the weather changes. Maybe just walk us through what some of the main targets will be and what some of the things you're excited to get to on the ground will be.
Yeah, I'd be happy to. And we'll have a news update out once we finalize the program, within our joint venture, giving full final details of what the plan is. But generally, we're looking to do a follow-up campaign with a core rig. So where our previous drilling this year had been reverse circulation, we'd like to bring in a diamond drill, which will enable us to, we can still continue to step out from the main California zone in step out holes to the north and to the south, and drill medium length holes there. But it'll also give us the ability to drill deeper. So, up to and potentially deeper than 500 meters, which will give us great insight into what's the source, the feeder of this gold mineralization near surface. Is that big chargeability geophysical anomaly that lurks beneath the California zone, is that mineralized potentially? So we're splitting the budget, roughly I'd say half for the deeper drilling and then half for the medium length holes to expand and test the limits of the California gold oxide zone. So, a nice program with multiple targets in mind, and some that could potentially add very significant value if they discover more mineralization at depth.
So Simon, is Alamos more focused on the Cervantes project then because of the relation to Alamos's flagship project? Or are they also interested in Tombstone?
Yeah, so their primary interest is with Cervantes, but you know, we did talk a little bit about Tombstone. So you know, generally, you know, it's a regional interest, I believe. But that said, we do plan to resume our exploration activities at Tombstone later this summer. We have, you know, we're coming off two exceptional drill programs in 2020 and 2021 that you know, we've talked about many times, but we've grown the gold silver oxide cap at Tombstone in the contention pit quite significantly with 44 RC drill holes, and we have yet to drill test deeper into the CRD system or the potential CRD system at depth. So we'll have an opportunity to attack those targets later on this year, likely in September, October, when there's a drill available and funds will be in place. So you know, we'll have a good look at both projects, but yeah, as you say, you know, for this strategic investment there, you know, their primary interest is in Cervantes.
Just one more, Simon, out of curiosity, I just need to know, you guys did some really great step out holes at both California North and at the Jasper Zone. Will those targets get any more action near them when you get the diamond drill there?
They will. Yep. So we plan to follow up actually on both of those. So that'll be part of the plan.
All right, so then, Simon, in terms of news flow that is coming then, now with some more cash, or when you do close that financing, because it is not closed yet, what news flow should we be expecting?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we're working hard to get this closed, so you know, once we close it, that'll be announced. Then we will announce the plan for the next round of drilling in our joint venture, so we could expect that, you know, within a few weeks of closing, and then we'll be drilling, you know, June, July, potentially into August. And we've, you know, we've had some pretty decent turnaround times for assays at the project historically. So, you know, going through the summer and into the early fall into September, when the, you know, when hopefully the markets wake up a little bit, we'll have, you know, results from the project, and we'll see where we go from there. But we, you know, we'll hopefully have found some new mineralization, and we'll have a lot more information to start working up into a mineral resource estimate, which would be the first on the project.
Well, Simon, I think that pretty much wraps it up. Thank you for this quick update, and good job potentially, or it looks like, bringing in that strategic investor. I know it's a tough market right now to raise funds. That was one thing that I really took away from some of the recent conferences too, that if juniors don't have money right now, it's not an easy environment to raise money. But you guys are showing that as long as you can bring in strategics, it is possible, and it does help to move the projects forward. So if anybody has any follow-up questions for Simon regarding anything going on at Aztec, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. In full disclosure, I am a shareholder of Aztec Minerals. We'll be following up as more news hits the market. Simon, thanks for your time today.
Hey, thanks a lot for having me on. Have a great weekend, guys.